Basic Bible Doctrine, Chapter 7, The Attributes of God. It should be noted that this chapter contains very many scripture references. You might find it convenient to listen to this with your finger close to the pause button in case you want to make a note of them. Scripture, John 17, verse 3, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." There is no possibility of salvation, no possibility of eternal life, no possibility of true Christianity apart from knowing God in his true character as he is revealed in Holy Scripture. Therefore, it is of the utmost importance that we have some knowledge and understanding of the divine character, that we know the attributes of God's being, the perfections of his nature. A proper biblical knowledge of God's attributes is essential to saving faith. That person who claims to believe God, but has no idea what his character is deluded with a false faith. Our Lord Jesus tells us plainly, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." A knowledge of God's character, his attributes, lies at the very foundation of true religion. Knowledge essential to faith. It is impossible to trust and love God until we know who he is, until we know the character of his being. Indeed, it is impossible for us to know our need of such a Saviour as Christ until we have some concept of the infinitely holy character of God. We may be terrified by the fear of wrath to come and of eternal judgment, and we may be delighted by the hope of escaping the wrath of God in hell through Christ, but that is not salvation. Jesus Christ is not a fire escape from hell. He is the revelation of and the way to the living God. Eternal life, true Christianity, true salvation, is a knowledge of God as God, faith in God as God, and love for God as God. Yet our Lord Jesus tells us that God is spirit. Because God is spirit, he cannot be known by natural senses and abilities. He can be known by us only as he is pleased to reveal himself to us in his word and works, through the mediation of our Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, and the same chapter, verses 14 to 18. What are God's attributes? The attributes of God are the perfections of his nature, the characteristics of his being as God. God's attributes are those traits of character essential to divinity. As we look at the attributes of God revealed in the Scriptures, remember that if even one of these attributes did not belong to him, he would not and could not be God. These are the things which are essential to Godhood. Theologians have many ways of classifying the divine attributes. Some have classified them as communicable and incommunicable. Communicable attributes are those which are communicated to rational creatures, angels and men. They would be wisdom, power, righteousness, love and mercy. Incommunicable attributes are attributes belonging to God alone, such as infinity, immutability, omnipotence, omniscience and omnipresence. Others have attempted to classify the attributes of God as natural and moral. They would, for example, say that infinity, eternality, and omnipotence are among God's natural attributes, and that holiness, justice, and truth are moral attributes. There are other ideas put forth by men to classify God's attributes, but the Bible never attempts to do so. When trying to understand the character of our God, we must recognize that this is a subject so majestically sublime that it is simply inappropriate to attempt to analyze God and divide his nature into parts like a psychologist dissects the psyche of a man. Instead, we must look at the glorious attributes of our God with the reverent wonder of simplicity. I will give a brief sketch of God's attributes with numerous scripture texts illustrating them. Look up each text, read it in its context, and bask your soul in the contemplation of God's glorious being. Here are 13 of those attributes which are essential to God's being. The list could be much longer, but some of God's attributes can be viewed together simply because they are intimately connected. For example, justice demands veracity. Omnipresence demands infinity. and goodness demands love. Number one, self-existence. God Almighty is life in himself, independent and underived. His being is inexhaustible. Psalm 36, verse 9. Isaiah 41, verse 4. John 5, 26. Acts 17, verses 24 and 25. Romans 11, 35 and 36. Genesis 1, verse 1. Exodus 3, verse 14. Number 2, spirituality. God is spirit. He is not just a spirit, he is spirit. He has no body or parts like we do. He is the pure, underived, eternal spirit. Genesis 1, verse 2. Deuteronomy 4, verses 15 to 19. Psalm 139, verse 7. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Ezekiel 37, verse 14 and 39, verse 29. Joel 2, verses 28 and 29. John 4, verse 24. Acts 17, verse 28. Romans 8, verse 9. Romans 13, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Philippians 3, verse 3. Hebrews 12, verse 9. Number 3, unity. Though there are three persons in the Godhead, these three are one, and this triune God is the only God there is. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 35 and 39. Chapter 6, verse 4. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 22. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 60. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 15. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. Psalm 86, verse 10. Isaiah 44, verses 6 to 8. And 45, verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10. Joel chapter 2, verse 27. Zechariah 14, verse 9. Mark 12, verse 29. John 17, verse 3. Romans 1, verses 21 to 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 4 to 6. Galatians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Number 4, eternity. God's eternality means that he always is, that he is unlimited by time. He is the eternal I am. See Genesis chapter 21, verse 33. Exodus chapter 15, verse 18. Deuteronomy 32, verse 40. 1 Chronicles 16, 36. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 5. Psalm 90, verses 1 to 4. Isaiah 44, verse 6, and 48, verse 12, and 57, verse 15. Jeremiah 10, verse 10. Lamentations 5, verse 19. Daniel chapter 4, verse 3, and verse 34. Micah chapter 4, verse 7. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 12. Romans chapter 1, verse 20, and Romans chapter 16, verse 26. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 10 to 12. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Revelation chapter 4, verses 8 to 10. Number 5. Immutability. God is unchanging and unchangeable. When the scriptures declare that God changes not, we are taught that though he changes all things, nothing moves or changes him. In his being and in his purpose, God is unchangeable. That is our security. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. Numbers 23, verse 19. 1 Samuel 15, verse 29. Psalm 33, verse 11. Proverbs 19, verse 21. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 14. Isaiah 14, verse 24. Ezekiel 24, verse 14. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. Romans 11, verse 29. Hebrews 6, verses 17 and 18. James chapter 1, verse 17. Number 6. Omnipresence. God is unlimited by space. He is everywhere present, in all the fullness of his being at all times. It means that he is immanent, that he fills all things with his being and comprehends all things in his being. Genesis chapter 28, verses 15 and 16. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 39. Joshua chapter 2, verse 11. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27. Psalm 139, verses 7 to 10. Proverbs 15, verse 3 and verse 11. Isaiah 66, verse 1. Jeremiah 23, verses 23 and 24. Amos 9, verses 2 to 4 and verse 6. Acts chapter 7, verses 48 and 49 and chapter 17, 27 and 28. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23. Number 7. Omniscience. God knows all things absolutely and at all times. God's omniscience must not be confused with his foreknowledge. Omniscience is an attribute of God's being. Foreknowledge is an act of his grace. Genesis chapter 18, verses 18 and 19, and chapter 25, verse 23. Exodus chapter 3, verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 21. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 39. 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 10 and verse 13. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9. Psalm 94, verse 9 and verse 11. And Psalm 139, verses 1 to 16. And Psalm 147, verses 4 to 5. Proverbs 15, verse 3 and 11. Isaiah 29, verses 15 and 16, and also chapter 40, verse 28. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, and chapter 16, verse 17. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 5. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22 and verse 28. Hosea chapter 7, verse 2. Amos chapter 4, verse 13. Nahum chapter 1 verse 7, Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10, Matthew chapter 6 verses 4, 6, 8 and 18, Luke chapter 16 verse 15, Acts chapter 15 verse 8 and verse 18, Romans chapter 8 verses 27 and 29, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 20, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2, 1 John chapter 3 verse 20. Number 8. Wisdom. God is all wise. He always accomplishes the best designs by the best possible means. Psalm 104 verse 24. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 19. Isaiah 28 verse 29. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 12, Daniel chapter 2 verses 20 and 21, Romans chapter 11 verses 33 to 36, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 24 and 25 and verse 30, and chapter 2 verses 6 and 7, Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10, and Colossians chapter 2 verses 2 and 3. Number 9. Omnipotence. God is all-powerful, almighty.